Okay, do you think Bing Bong could return in Inside Out 2? This is kind of an idea that I wasn't necessarily expecting to consider, since in the original movie, Bing Bong was the character who sacrificed himself to allow Joy to escape the memory dump. The last we saw him, he was at the bottom of that memory dump, fading away. So it seemed like when Inside Out 2 was announced, there was no way that he would possibly be able to return because he was supposedly forgotten forever. But then when we saw the teaser poster and we were shown that four new emotions were going to be showing up to headquarters, it seemed like there was suddenly a bit of hope. You see, while anxiety, ennui, and envy may not have looked anything like Bing Bong, embarrassment kind of did. Embarrassment was a big pink individual with giant hands and a very large nose. It kind of felt like they resembled the Bing Bong we used to know. They aren't identical. Embarrassment has red hair on their head while Bing Bong has none. Across Embarrassment's body, they have a redder fur while Bing Bong's was a cotton candy pink. Embarrassment doesn't appear to have any whiskers while Bing Bong was part cat, so obviously he had whiskers. And this new emotion and Riley's imaginary friend don't have the same eye color. Embarrassment has pink eyes while Bing Bong had green. While I don't think Embarrassment will be exactly like Bing Bong, I feel like there's a possibility that he could be resurrected or reincarnated in this new emotion. And I think that kind of brings up the question, where are all of these new emotions coming from? And was Bing Bong truly erased forever? But I think what's important to realize about the emotions is that they are a reflection of Riley herself. Within the headquarters of other people's minds, those emotions eventually begin to form into the personality and the appearance of the person that they are a part of. And now that she's becoming a teenager and she's going through puberty, we're seeing that more emotions are being introduced. We were shown that when the puberty alarm went off, that was when Demolition Day began. That was the moment when the headquarters had to be broken down and rebuilt because they were expanding for the new emotions who were arriving.
Construction in the mind was a huge element through the first like 2-3 years of making the film. We thought as Riley's growing up, we'd want to show that, dramatize that change in some ways.
Within the original movie, we are shown within other adults that the core five emotions that Riley grew up with in her childhood will be the ones who are leading the charge on the day-to-day. But there's going to be a whole collection of other emotions who are able to jump in and contribute at different times, either for good or for bad. So I think it would make sense that some of the emotions that are coming up and being created within Riley's mind would derive their appearance from her own memories. I think there's the possibility that Bing Bong as a concept, as a memory, might still be able to exist within Riley's mind. Across long-term memory, it seems extremely unlikely that every single moment that Riley ever experienced with Bing Bong was all erased. Why would all of those memories be gone when she played with him throughout her entire childhood? Sure, maybe she'll never be able to imagine Bing Bong again. Maybe she'll never be able to play with him again because of his sacrifice. I think that makes complete sense. His sacrifice should continue to hold weight long into the future because those emotions we felt when he passed on meant something, and I think those should be respected. But I don't think that means Riley should never be able to remember him again. It'd be kind of ironic if Bing Bong's appearance would return for the purpose of being an emotion that's concerned about the whims of everyone around her. Since Bing Bong's the symbol of childhood innocence and imagination within Riley. He was someone who encouraged her and played with her and had fun with her. But now if Bing Bong's appearance would be used and created within Riley's mind to embody embarrassment, then he would now be used to distance Riley from those exact situations. I think this could be a really sad situation where everything that Bing Bong wanted for Riley is now the thing that she's running from. Now she might just be too embarrassed to want to show all of that goofball side of her and all of her dreams and excitement about being alive. There's a lot of pressure growing up to conform to what we think other people want us to be. Embarrassment at its worst is a desire for people to not see who you truly are in hopes that you'll be accepted. that's not what Bing Bong ever wanted for her. He wanted her to be able to become the best version of herself and go off and experience the world. He wanted her to experience the darn universe if that's what she wanted. And while he really want Riley to be able to hold on to some of that childhood joy, I don't know if that's something that's realistic for her to experience in these teenage years. I think for even the best of us, it was a really hard thing to hold on to while growing up. I know for me, the idea that I made videos and enjoyed Disney was something that I wanted to stay distant from for a long time while I was in junior high and high school. I don't want Riley to have to go through that. I really don't want anyone to have to go through that, but I think it's this weird thing of trying to figure out our place in the world. And we have to reflect on what we like and what we don't like and try to navigate that, which is really hard when the opinions of everyone become something that we all really care for. I would like to say too that it's incredibly possible that embarrassment might come out and not look anything like Bing Bong, but I just think it's interesting to see these physical similarities that immediately make us all think of Bing Bong. While I do think there could be some interesting themes that get explored if embarrassment and Bing Bong are somehow connected, at the end of the day, I really just hope that Bing Bong is able to be remembered in Inside Out 2. I don't think he needs to fully return as a ghost from the memory dump or return as a major hero to vanquish some evil emotions or some dark thoughts within Riley's memory or something like that. I don't think he needs to come back in some grandiose way. Again, because I think we need to be able to respect the sacrifice that he did make and take that seriously. But I do hope that when Riley becomes this teenager transitioning into becoming an adult, I hope that she'll be able to at least have a few memories with the best friend who is willing to give everything to make sure that she could be happy again. I'm Isaac Carlson. If you'd like to support this channel, consider joining our community over on Patreon. And finally, thank you for watching and have a magical day.